Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hello, beautiful people of Real Pod. It is your host, Victoria. I don't know who else it would be, but it is me. And I have some sad news, painful for me to say. I mean, I'm making it, it's so dramatic. It's not that dramatic, but the news is I don't have an episode for you today. I know you're probably thinking, what am I listening to? Why does it say that you go on for 5 more minutes? What could you possibly say? I don't know. I'm just predicting that I keep rambling because you know me, I love to talk. Being honest, what happened was I did have something planned for today and it fell through and I did not have a backup plan. I usually have a backup plan. I'm very type A like that. I have extra episodes. I'm ahead of the game. And you know what? I just fell behind. I came and visited my family in Wisconsin. I've been having some fun here and I just fell behind and I don't have anything for today. I tried and for the past literally 3 hours, my eyes hurt so bad. I have been trying to think about what I could put out that would be good. And I even went as far as to record a 30-minute, like, full out solo episode on a topic. And it just didn't feel real. It didn't feel genuine. Like, I felt like I was just forcing, trying to get something out for you guys that I did not have. And I did not want to do that. I mean, that goes against the whole podcast. It's a real pod. It's not figure something out at the last minute and be fake to have an episode pod. So I couldn't go with it. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to be real. I'm going to say I messed up. I don't have an episode. And I think that the message in that is two things. One, it's okay if you mess up. It's okay if you don't do something right in your week or you miss something or you do something wrong. Like, it's okay. I've had Real Pod for a full year. I book all the episodes. I host them. I produce them. I edit them. And I've never missed one. And this is the first time I'm quote unquote missing an episode. And that's why I said it was painful. Like, I don't feel like I'm losing. I feel like, you know, I didn't do my best, but I'm human. And, you know, it's been a year and I messed up 1 week. And I think that you guys need to know that I'm not perfect. I don't always have my shit together. And if you don't have your shit together, it's fine. Like, there's a lot going on right now. It is okay. And I don't have my shit together this week, clearly. And the second point, I think, is if every bone in your body is aching to do something else, like every bone in my body right now is aching to take off my makeup, get into my bed and watch James Charles's newest YouTube video because they bring me joy. And that's what I want to do. That's my self-care. If every bone in your body is aching to take a nap or to not open your email inbox or to watch a movie or go on a walk with your dog, sometimes you just have to go with that. You can't force yourself to do the things you don't want to do. And it's not that I don't love Real Pod. I absolutely love Real Pod. Trust me. And I love all you guys for listening and I love all of you in general. But forcing myself to talk about a topic that I'm not really feeling today or doesn't sit right with me, like, that doesn't feel genuine to me. What feels good with me right now is admitting how I really feel, which is that I just want to relax and take self-care night. So it's currently 10:51 p.m., the night before you're listening to this, and I'm just being real with you. I hope that you guys can understand, and I don't know if anyone needed to hear this today, or honestly, if you're still listening to this, how long has it been? 4 minutes. I said I would keep going, and I have been rambling. I appreciate you. So thank you for listening to this. I will just kind of stop because I could just talk and talk and talk. You guys know me. Have I said that? I think I already said that. But see, look, I'm like delirious. All I want to do is take off my makeup. My eyes are throbbing. Anyways, I don't have an episode. I just, you know, I didn't have it together this week. And I hope that you guys can forgive me. And I hope this makes you maybe feel a little bit better about any shortcomings you've had this week. Because sometimes we just don't got it. And that is me today. I appreciate you for listening. I do want to share one thing with you guys, because if you are listening to this, I consider you a real one and I very much appreciate you. I got a cell phone number with Community and I've been kind of dropping hints about it in random places. It was at the very end of my last podcast, fun fact, and I don't think it's been anywhere else. I put it in an Instagram caption for like an hour and then I deleted it because I was trying to see who actually reads my captions. Text me. 1-213-214-0917. It's not a bot. It's not a robot. It is me texting all the messages from there. So you can send me a text, 1-213-214-0917. Let me know what you thought of this episode, and then I will know that you listened, and I will get back to you. I can only have a certain amount of people who have that number, so that's why I'm kind of like dropping it in doses. So I look forward to hearing from you. And once again, thank you for listening. And I'm about to go have a self-care night. I hope you do something self-care for yourself today. I appreciate you understanding. And I will be back next week with a super fun episode with, should I tell you? I'll tell you. Yes, you deserve to know. Max is coming back on the podcast, my boyfriend. It is our 4-year anniversary this weekend. So we are going to talk about our relationship and how we kept it strong and survived long distance and all that fun stuff. So I'm excited to bring him back and get back on track next week. And hopefully this sort of episode won't happen for a very, very long time. But I appreciate your compassion. I appreciate your understanding. I love you guys. Seriously, I love you. I'm so grateful for you. And I just know you're going to be understanding. And that makes me super happy. So yes, I hope you have a great rest of your day. I hope you text me. And I hope you do something for yourself that is self-care. And if you don't have your shit together this week, neither do I. So we're in this together.